Alex, when you look at these numbers, one thing that needs to be noted is that they're from 2011, the latest data available. Is there anything to suggest that Rockford is still experiencing positive growth when it comes to this measuring stick?
Well, I've talked to some economists about the manufacturing sector, and that's why we've been seeing good growth in 2010, 2011, as our manufacturing has rebounded. And that continued in 2012. I mean, the Chrysler went from 2,700 workers up to 4,500 workers, and then all of the suppliers around there added more people. Woodward Governor added people. Bergstrom's at a record level of workers. So our guess is 2012, you'll see another year where we actually grew faster than the U.S. as a whole.
And you mentioned that manufacturing is the driving economic factor here in Rockford, but the GD report says other parts of Rockford's economy struggled during this period. What does that say about the diversity of Rockford's economic base and its future?
Well, that's a good question long term, because before the Great Recession, the buzzword was diversification. You know, we need to get different kind of industries in here because our manufacturing was continuing to erode. But going forward, it seems like there is a renewed effort to concentrate on manufacturing. You're seeing less offshoring. So there seems to be a trend toward keeping those jobs in the United States. And so it seems to be there's more talk about building the manufacturing base, and then everything else will follow.
While Rockford has good news to report about its GDP rate, the area's unemployment rate is still in double-digit territory. What is the relationship between these two?
That's unclear. I mean, one of the things when you look at these GDP rates, it is year versus year. So 2010 was good and 2011 was good because 2008 and 2009 were so horrid. I mean, we got down to 19.1% unemployment, and that's improved by 8 percentage points. Now, in a good economy, that would be remarkable. In a bad economy, that's not so remarkable. So we've had some long talks about when are we going to get under 10%. We still have a large number of people who've dropped off the employment rolls. So as the economy continues to improve, our unemployment rate's not going to drop quickly because people will start looking for work again.
How is Rockford doing in terms of its workforce, in terms of matching some of the people who are out of work with some of these jobs that might be available?
We hear two different stories in this. We hear from the manufacturers all the time that they can't find qualified applicants for the jobs that are available, that they need more CNC machinists, they need more educated workforce. And when you look at our statistics on education, you know, we lag the country by a significant margin in terms of our college-educated workforce. But on the flip side, we also hear from job placement personnel that it isn't a situation that they can't find qualified workers, is that the companies are not paying wages that should go to people with those kind of skills. You know, a good machinist 10 years ago could walk into a shop and command $25 an hour. Today, that person was laid off from his job, and he's looking out there, and you know, everybody's saying, yeah, we'll take you, but we'll take you at $15 an hour. So there's definitely a disconnect in those two stories.
You've been reporting on sales of the Dodge Dart, which is produced at the Chrysler plant near Rockford. Sales have been disappointing. How much of a threat is that to this positive movement we've seen in Rockford?
It's not a threat for, I'd say, a couple more years, because Fiat is, they put $700 million into that plant. There are plans to start building a midsize sedan there once they move Jeeps to Toledo. So Fiat's going to bring more product in there. Now, if the Dart doesn't turn around and that midsize doesn't launch well whenever they decide to, you know, start building that and sell that, then we can be concerned.
Alex Garrio, the Rockford Register-Star, thank you very much.
Thank you.